Blog Talk Radio.
Apostle that I would get on, amen,
but we having problems getting into the studio. So as soon as we get into the studio, we will most definitely be lighting up mics like never before. Amen. I am expecting, oh, my God, I am excited. Amen. What God is doing in this time, in this season, amen. God is moving by his power, amen, in spite of what the enemy is doing and saying, God, yet still get all the glory, amen. We do give glory and praises to the I am that I am God, amen, and to his darling son, Jesus. We give them praise and worship and glory on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I just thank God for what he's about to do, amen. Today is Testimony Tuesday, amen. And soon as we get into the studios, amen, I want y'all to go tell somebody, because I know somebody got a testimony about what God has done for them, amen. Even though you just call in and press 1, amen, to just say that you thank God for waking you up this morning, amen, because it is a blessing to wake up every morning, amen, because God don't have to do nothing. God don't even have to allow us to wake up. God don't even have to let us breathe his breath. God don't even have to give us the activities of our limbs. Hallelujah. To God be the glory, amen. God is just God, amen, and I thank God for him, amen. So go tell a friend, go tell a neighbor, amen, that we are live on the show today, amen. If it just happens, don't have the number to call in to testify. Why? It's important that we testify, amen. Why? Because the Bible says people overcame by the word of thy testimony and by the blood of the Lamb, amen. And just in case, if they don't have the number, amen, the number is area code 646-564-9818. Again, the number is area code 646-564-9818. And press 1, amen. We are working on getting into the studio now, but I say, why waste time, amen? Why we can be on the show, amen, because the devil is a liar, amen. He's defeated in all his ways, amen, and we are coming out victorious, amen. We still got the V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. That's why Apostle allowed this to call Testimony Tuesday, amen, so we can tell about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and not only tell about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, but tell the world that the devil is defeated. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that he is a loser and that he has lost the battle. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We just got to know that we are victorious no matter what, no matter what it seems like. We still got to know we got the victory over the enemy. Amen. Because what the Bible says no weapon shall form against us. Amen. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Amen. And we still got to be winners and victorious in this season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory be to the Most High God. I just thank God for allowing me to come on the show today to even open up my mouth to say anything. Hallelujah. I just thank God for waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind, giving me the activities of my limbs. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Our people say a reasonable portion of help. Hallelujah. But I can't say a reason because I got good help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I felt that one, y'all. But I just thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a good portion of help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for life, health, and strength. Amen. I just thank God when I woke up this morning, my family's still in the land of the living. Hallelujah. In spite of, we can make it. We can make it, and we can survive in this season and in this hour. Amen. Because I come to understand that the spirit of suicide has been loosed in the land. Hallelujah. But we give all glory and praises to God that we are still here. Hallelujah. We rebuke and bind the spirit of, amen. Hallelujah. But we're just excited, amen. We're excited to be alive, amen. And I hope and pray that you, and you is excited, amen, to be here today, amen. Because God could have just stepped back and say, I ain't waking nobody up today. I don't want nobody to do nothing today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I just go back to this topic while back, amen. What if God would not wake us up? What if God just want everybody to sleep? Ah, what if God want everybody to just rest? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, if God just say, ain't nobody going to wake up today, everybody going to go to rest. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There will be something, amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Wouldn't nobody know what was going on because everybody be too busy sleeping and resting. But since the Lord allowed us to wake up this morning, on a Tuesday morning, hallelujah, glory be to God, we might as well open up our mouth and sound the alarm and sound the trumpet of Zion. Hallelujah. Come on, none of the old mama said, hey, God, no. Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank God. I truly thank God. I am excited about what God is doing in our lives. Amen. I'm excited about what God is doing through Apostle Shakespeare and TSMI. Amen. How he's reaching the masses at any cost. Amen. The men of God is just so busy. And I pray his strength. Amen. I pray for Angel. Amen. Because I'm quite sure wherever Apostle is, Angel is running with him, amen. And we thank God for Angel for sticking with her dad, amen, because she has her own family, amen. But she's sticking with her dad, and we thank God for Angel, amen. Thank you, Jesus, and we just thank God for the apostle, amen. We really, truly, amen. I remind you again, apostle, and I'll handle some business, amen, but we are here holding it down for him, amen, like we always do, amen. And I am expecting God to move like never before, amen. Like I said, today is Testimony Tuesday, amen. If you got a testimony, amen, you may call in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the number is area code 646-564-9818, amen. And we will light your mics up, amen, soon as we get in the studio. Amen. Amen. So continue to be praying for us. Amen. That we continue to allow God to do the will and do the work in us and through us. Amen. Hallelujah. Because see, sometimes we can get rebellious when God tells us to do something. And when God wants us to do something, we don't want to do it. Amen. But to God be the glory. We just thank God for allowing us to have a spirit of obedience. Hallelujah. And we do understand that there is a spirit of obedience. Amen. And there is a spirit of disobedience. Amen. But we thank God for allowing us to be obedient in this season. Glory be to God. That's what the word it says. Obedience is better than the sacrifice. Amen. 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 And I just really and truly thank God. Amen. I don't have no music right now, but I'm going to continue to do what the Lord has commissioned me to do, amen. And I just heard this song, my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name, my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless now, my Savior, I come to the I need, the oh, I need thee, yeah, every hour. Hallelujah. I need thee, oh, bless us now. I'll say, Savior, we come to thee. Don't church say, tell him yes. 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 Tell God yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Y'all pray for me. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Like I said, today is Testimony Tuesday. Amen. And I really and truly, truly, truly thank God. Amen. For allowing me to have a testimony, amen. I thank God for allowing me to go through a test, amen. Because if I had not been through no test, I would not have a money, amen. I would not have a testimony, amen, if I had not been through, amen. Glory be to God. And I come to understand that in going through, amen, you're not going through for yourself, but we are going through for others, amen. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory, amen. Amen. We're going to go into prayer. Amen. Call a friend. Tell a neighbor. Amen. That Prophet Daryl Saunders is on the line. Amen. Standing in for Apostle Michael Shakespeare. Amen. Tell a friend. Tell a, call a neighbor. Amen. Text somebody and tell somebody. Amen. That we are getting ready to approach the throne of grace. If there is any sick among us. Amen. We're going to pray the prayer of healing. Amen. If there's anybody that's bound. Amen. We're going to pray for freedom on today. Hallelujah. If there's somebody standing in for a financial miracle, financial breakthrough, amen. We're going to pray for a financial breakthrough, amen. Because I am a firm believer, amen. When you are a part of a royal family, you should be able to see some substance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You should be able to see some growth, amen. If you're part of a royal family, amen. Just because, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, just because you used to be a dope dealer, drug dealer, amen, and you used to have all the finest things in life, amen, when you get saved, you should still be able to have the finest, amen? Amen. But I really truly thank God. Y'all pray much for me. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, amen. God, we thank you. God, we just ask you, Father God, to forgive us for our sins, oh God. God, we ask you to forgive us for sins of commission. We ask you to forgive us for sins of omission, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to look and have mercy today, oh God. We broke and bind the works of the enemy right now. We come against everything that the enemy has set up, every roadblock. We come against it right now. In the name of Jesus, well, Father God, you have declared in your word, oh God, when we enter into a house, we must first bind up the strong man. Father God, we bind up the strong man of addiction right now in the name of Jesus. God, hear our prayer, oh God, in this season and in this hour, oh God. God, we just ask you to help us, oh God. Help us to walk upright before you in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to look over the PSMI family, oh God. Keep them covered with your blood and keep them encouraged, oh God. Keep them uplifted, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We broke and bind the works of the devil on every hand. Devil, your contract has been canceled, and we reroute every demon and every devil right now in the name of Jesus. We reroute them to a dry and barren place in the name of Jesus. We come against this enemy right now in the name of Jesus that's trying to send confusion right now. We come against the spirit of confusion right now. in the name of Jesus. Satan, we command you by the power and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to go to a dry and barren place, and we resent you powerless in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to have your way, oh, God, in our lives, oh, God. God, we ask you to right every wrong, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power, God, look and have mercy today, oh, God, over the intercessors, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, oh, God, to move by your power, oh, God, allow your Shekinah glory to rest upon us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, look on everyone that's called in, listen in, oh, God. God, we ask you to move by your power, oh, God, look on every intercessor, oh, God, PSMI, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on Sylvia, my birth, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Look on Isaiah right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on Pastor Shatwan right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on every member, oh, God, that's a part of the PSMI family, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's going through in their body, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know you're able to heal, God, and we know you're able to deliver, oh, God. But, Father God, you have declared in your word, oh, God, that Jesus was with, oh, God, for our sickness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for him, oh God. And God, we bless you now, oh God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God. God, we come to know that you are worthy, oh God. God, you are worthy of all praise, oh God. You are worthy on today, oh God, of all the glory, oh God. And God, we come to know, oh God, that you're too wise to make any mistakes, oh God. God, we thank you for allowing us to be saved on today, oh God, in this season, in this hour, oh God, in this world of corruption, oh God. God, we thank you for allowing us to be saved, oh God, set free and delivered, oh God, set aside from the world, oh God. And God, we thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for every prophetic word, oh God. We thank you for every prophetic gift, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for speaking to our souls, oh God. God, we ask you to hear our prayer today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Look on the one that's in the nursing home, oh God, the families that gave up on them, oh God. But God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you will never give up on us, oh God, but you have said it in your word, oh God, that you will be with us always, oh God, even to the end of the world, oh God. And God, we thank you today, oh God. We thank for every listener, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power, oh God. Give us some saving power, oh God. Give us some keeping power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for allowing it to keep us and lead us and guide us, oh God, into all truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For the weapons of a warfare are not carnal, but they mighty through God, till they're pulling down every stronghold. We pull down every stronghold that's not like God. God, move by your power. We thank you for our leaders today, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. Because you did not have to do it, oh God. You did not have to wake us up this morning, God. You did not have to close us in our right mind. But God, we thank you this morning, God. We give you glory today, oh God. We give you honor today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to be worthy, oh God. Worthy of testimonies, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God, where we can be able to encourage somebody. In the name of Jesus, somebody's on the midst of a breakdown, but God, in the name of Jesus, raise them up in this hour, in this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke and bind the works of every demon, in the name of Jesus, we dismantle up, we tear up and tear down, oh God, spirit is not like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, help us to cry loud, oh God, help us to spare not, oh God, in this season, in this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus, don't help relationship with you, oh God. Help us to keep coming clean, oh God, before your throne, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know you're able, oh God. We know you're able to exceed abundant above all. More than we can ask or ever think, oh God. Going to the hospital room, God. The doctors walked away from the bedside. Then there is no more that they can do. Somebody's giving up, oh God. All life, oh God. But God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to send fire, oh God. Send fire from glory. In the name of Jesus, wave your healing banner, God. Your healing of deliverance, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's been tormented in their mind, oh God. But God, we know you're able to do it, feel abundantly all more than we can ask or ever think. But God, in the name of Jesus, have your will, God. In the name of Jesus, send your anointing, God. Send your anointing, God. Anointing to deliver. Anointing to heal. God, do it for your glory. Somebody, oh God, got to go up for operation. But God, in the name of Jesus, we know you're able to do exceed abundant above all, more than we can actually ever think. And God, we thank you today, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, oh God. Germinate our minds today, God. Infect us with your anointing, oh God. Stir up every gift, oh God. Set the fire down in their belly, oh God. For Father God, when they come forth, God, they come forth with clarity. They come forth with power. In the name of Jesus, somebody's lost a loved one. But God, we know you're able, that the earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. Look on that bereaved family today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, do it for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, have your will, God. Right and every wrong in this season and in this hour. Help us, oh God. We need you like never before. Somebody want to give up and throw in the towel. But God, we know you're able. We know you're able, oh God. We know you're able, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, the Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and Jacob, move by your power. Save, oh God, deliver today, oh God. Heal today, oh God. Heal that mind, oh God. Heal that broken hearted, oh God. In the name of come see about us, God. We need you, Lord. The world is in trouble. The world is turned upside down. But God, in the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We know you're able to deliver. We know you're able to heal. God, give us some keeping power. God, we come to know, God, if you don't keep the city, God, then the watchman is in vain. But God, in the name of Jesus, we know you're king, God, and we know that you will. God, move by your power. God, this world belongs to you. God, you said a cow on a thousand here belong to you. God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the Apostle Michael Shakespeare, God. We thank you for his life. We thank you, Lord. We thank for every test and trial that the Apostle went through. But, God, we know you're able to deliver. God, we know you're able to deliver our loved ones. And, God, we don't overcome, but I'm under the ass, under the under the osa. Hey, come to the end of the earth and to the end. Hey, the end of the earth and to the end of the sea, yes, God. Oh, God, I feel your glory, God. I feel your glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we bless your name, oh, God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God, you're worthy. You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, oh God. Under the earth, under the under. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for showing up and showing out, oh God, in this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High, God. God, we bless you, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over everybody that's listening in on today, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every home that's represented on the show today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of the lintel of the doorpost, oh God. And God, for you declared in your word, oh God, wherever you see the blood, you will pass over, God. God, we put the blood over our doorpost, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we put the blood over our family, oh God. We put the blood over our automobiles, oh God. We put the blood over the CTA buses, oh God. We put the blood of Jesus over the streets, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we put the blood in Detroit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, he comes to the under the old son, to the under. Oh, bless you. And the under the man, did he say, God? Hand the old sticky under the Yasaya. Oh, bless your name, Most High God. Glory be to God. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you today, oh God. We thank you for life. On today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is just so awesome, y'all. I just really and truly thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless your name. God, we bless your name. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Lord. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. God, we bless you. We bless you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God, you're worthy. God, you're so worthy. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to the Most High God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you. I don't know about y'all, but I just feel the weight of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have mercy, oh, God, have mercy upon us, oh, God. Have mercy, oh, God, have mercy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, have mercy, Lord. God, we're sorry, Lord, we're sorry, we're godly sorry, Lord. Have mercy upon us, thou son of David, yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, Lord. Oh God, we bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. God is so awesome, y'all. Hallelujah. Hey, the young. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Shh. Oh, my God. My God. Oh, God. Yes, God. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you worship on today, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, y'all. Excuse me, amen, because I'm a little full right now. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. God, God, we're sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. Hey, ha, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, what did I say? Yes, God. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Pastor Gail?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Yes, I'm good, Prophet. Oh, my goodness.
I am so full. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Oh, no, shit, eh? Yandorodomo, come on, man, did you see? He come on, did you see? He come right my door, come down to the ass, sick yonder door. Yes, come to the door, come down to the ass, say yes, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're here, amen. We're here standing in for, again, Apostle Michael Shakespeare, amen. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, amen, that Prophet Dura and Pastor Gail Johnson is on the show today, amen. Doing the works of him that sent us, amen. And we really and truly thank God for Apostle Michael Shakespeare, amen. Amen. If you got a testimony, amen, because today is Testimony Tuesday, amen. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them to call in and press 1 on their dial. Amen. The number is area code 646-564-9818. Again, the number is area code 646-564-9818. Amen. And guess what? You never know. The Lord may have a prophetic word for you today. Amen. You never know. Hallelujah. Amen. If you know somebody is in the hospital room, tell them to call in, amen. There is signs and wonders shall be performed, amen. And we thank God for the blessing of miracles, signs, and wonders, amen. Because it says the miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them that believe it. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Gail, you are? Pastor Gail, she probably dropped off. Amen. But To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And I just really and truly thank God for Pastor Gail, amen, coming in, being with us, amen. I don't know what happened. I don't know if she dropped off or a call dropped off, amen. But to God be the glory, amen.
My call didn't drop off, Prophet. I'm trying to get in to open up some of these mics. I see we have like 13 callers here, and we're experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties of trying to open up some mics. So we do see you there, and I'm in the process of trying to open up some mics.
Oh, okay. Man. Well, I really and truly thank God for you, Pastor Gail. I really do. Oh, my God. And I know your pastor will be pleased with you, amen, coming in, helping this young man out, amen. Hallelujah. And I just really and truly just thank the Lord, amen, for this is the time and the season everybody shall have a testimony, amen. Glory be to God, amen.
Amen.
Everybody shall have a testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody.
Just continue talking, Prophet. I've got to go out and try and reset this to get back in.
Okay. Amen. We really and truly, I'm telling you that it is important. And, you know, we've been really talking about prayer, the importance of prayer. Amen. You know, prayer is our survival kit. Prayer is our communication line. Amen. And the enemy loves to attack prayer. Amen. If you got a prayer life, the enemy going to attack it. Amen. But we come to know and let the enemy know and expose him and let him know that we are more than conquerors. Amen. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen us. Amen. And some people lose hope when they get down in their bodies and, you know, they go through a little turmoil. Amen. They forget about who their power source is. Oh, my goodness, I just gave a quick powerful nugget right there. Amen. Somebody needs to snatch that and grab that real quick. Amen. Jesus is our power source. Amen. And once we connected to the power source, hallelujah, when you stick a core in a socket, amen, you begin to get power. I felt that thing right there, y'all. That's something to shout about right there. That was a time right there. You should have been able to pick them up and put them down and shuffle around, amen. All because when we connect to the power source, amen, that means we got the light on the inside of us. That means we light up. Amen. And Jesus is our power source to God. Uh-oh. Check this out. Some folks say, I got it right. I can just go to God. No. You cannot go to the Father unless you go through the Son first. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some people think they just have a rabbi. I don't knock them, but they say they can just go straight to God. If you can go straight to God, God bless you. But I know I got to go through the Son, amen, all because God cannot look upon this flesh. Amen. You cannot go in the presence of God with this flesh, amen. So that's why we have to go through the power source. We have to plug our plug into Jesus. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. And when we plug into Jesus, amen, that's our source to God. And so that's why we have to continually to stay in prayer. Amen. I don't care where you at. I don't care if you're in the mall. You should be able to push your grocery cart, walk down the clothes aisle, say, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. You should be able to get in contact with God anywhere you at. Hallelujah. I have a problem with some of them folks that don't want to pray out on the street. Scared to pray out on the street. Me and my friend Alicia was walking down the street, was on our way to her house, and this young man and young lady was arguing, and he was arguing with his baby's mama. Amen. And she was just out there just cutting the fool, cooping, hollering, and cussing. Amen. And we began to stop and pray for that young lady. Amen. We was going to continue to walk. Amen. But I believe God touched that young lady's heart. Amen. Because it's something about when you connect with praying people. Amen. We'll pray anywhere. Amen. I will pray anywhere. If you're sitting me on top of the White House, I will yell out and pray. Amen. I will pray, and I'm going to talk about me some Jesus. Amen. Because anybody want to talk about God, but they don't want to give Jesus his just due. They don't want to give Jesus the respect that he's due. Amen. And it gets to a point to where, therefore, we have to promote Jesus. We have to lift up Jesus. Why? Because the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. Jesus is a drawing card. Amen. Jesus has the power source. Jesus has the power of life and death. He took the sting out of death. Isn't that something? Who can do that? Nothing but a God. Nothing but a Jesus. Nothing but a Yahweh God. Hallelujah. It just blows my mind how God moves instantaneously. It just messes my mind up when I look out and see the creations of God. And I just say, who wouldn't want to pray to a God like this? The atheists, I pray for them. I pray that they get delivered. I pray that they get saved. Hallelujah. But I really, truly thank God for being saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost fire, baptized, filled, amen. Amen. I just thank God for allowing me to have a prayer life. Hallelujah. Because if I couldn't pray, oh, my goodness. I don't know. I don't know what would happen if I can't pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And I was just telling my friend, I told my friend Alicia, I said, I got to be able to spend more time in my prayer closet. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm always on the phone ministering and praying for people. Amen. And then I be drained and wore out. And then when it's time for me to do what I have to do, then I have no more juice. So I have to continue to stay in my prayer closet. Hallelujah, so I can continue to stay refreshing. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Lord. Amen. I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say, God, I just heard the Spirit of God say, oh, my God. The worst in your life is over. I don't know who that's for. Somebody needs to grab that and hold on to it. God said the worst is over. Amen. God said, oh, my goodness, you've been feeling like the weight of the world has been on your shoulder. It just seemed like everywhere you turn, right to left, right to left, right to left, this happening, that's happening. Everywhere you turn, it just seemed like you couldn't get a breeze of fresh air. But God told me to tell you that it is over now. I don't know who that's for. Amen. Somebody needs to grab a hold to that. You need to grab a hold to that, all because I often tell people, if you're going to pray, you don't need to worry. But if you're going to worry, you need to stop praying. Hallelujah. But the Lord told me to tell you, he has heard your petition. God said he knows, hallelujah, that it seemed like they're getting ready to give up on life, but God said he's getting ready to restore. I don't know who is this. God, hallelujah. I don't know who is this, hallelujah, but the Lord said somebody's in the hospital Hallelujah. And they don't come outside. But God, they don't come outside, God. Hallelujah. And the enemy said they're not going to make it out. God said they're going to make it out. They're going to live, and they're going to be restored back unto their right health. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God said it. God said it. God said it. Matter of fact, it's a man. Oh, my God. It's an older man. God said he's getting ready to heal the bone marrow. Not only that he's getting ready to heal the bone marrow, but he's getting ready to heal every muscle in this man's body. In other words, he's getting ready to heal the heart, because the heart ain't nothing but a muscle. Ah, shake, come on, say God. And God is going to restore the memory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God, my God. The Spirit's this man is like in his 60s. God is getting ready to restore him. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody call him Papa. Amen. I heard the name Papa. That whoever called him Papa, God said Papa is getting ready to live. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Yes, God. I don't know why I see this look, girl. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I see her like a dark, like she's like a brown-skinned young lady here. Hallelujah. She got long hair here because I see the braids here. Hallelujah. Say God. Hallelujah. I see the beads. Hallelujah. I see the borette here. God said he's getting ready to give that child a miracle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Oh, my God. What's her name, Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She got a nickname, so said the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know why I want to. Oh, my Lord. Ooh, my Lord. What? Oh, my God. The Lord is getting ready to give this baby a miracle. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm listening. Yes, God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I feel the Spirit of healing right now. Oh, my goodness, my hands are so hot. Hallelujah. Sunday. Hey, God getting ready to heal some folk. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to make some folk whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is getting ready to make some folk whole like never before. Hallelujah, because the enemy been trying to take people out. Hallelujah. And the enemy been trying to wear you out, but God said, don't give up, don't give out. God is moving by his power. Amen. We don't have to be afraid of the enemy. We don't have to be afraid of things that's going on in the world. Amen. Only thing we got to do is stand firm on the promises of God. Hallelujah. See, we got to know that the enemy try to wear us out, but we got to wear him out in prayer. Amen. The Bible says we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but we are fighting against principalities of darkness and rulers in high places. Hallelujah. So, yes, God. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord say every high place, every high mountain must come down. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it look like, what it seem like. It got to come down. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They were singing a song in church Sunday. I told Satan to get me behind. No, I'm not telling Satan to get behind. I'm putting that book up under my feet where he belongs. Because what the Bible said, we shall bruise his head with our heel. Every time I jump and shout and give God praise, I'm stomping that devil's head. Whatever the devil is in your life, it may be through sickness, hello somebody, it may be through a financial bind, you probably ain't got enough money to pay your mortgage, you ain't got enough money to pay your car note, hello somebody, hallelujah, thank you Lord, I don't know who this is, thank you Lord, whoever this has got this business here, God said he's getting ready to allow you to pay off this building. Hallelujah. You're getting ready to pay off some buildings. Here, so saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And I don't know who this is. Hallelujah. But God said, my God, you're going to be able to house the people that you want to house. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to help the people that need to be helped for real. Not people that's out there tricking and trying to get a scheme. But God said there's going to be some people coming to you, and you're going to be able to put them up in a place of refuge. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to help them to get back into society. Hallelujah. In other words, you're going to be running a shelter here. So said the Spirit of God. Come on, baby. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I just can't stand the devil. I can't stand him. I can't stand his tricks. I can't stand the plots and plans that he's trying to do on the people of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why we have to continually to have a prayer life. That's why we have to continually to stay in the throne of God. We got to continue to petition the throne of God. We got to stay in the throne room, all because that's where our power comes from.
Yes,
the Bible says, not that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power.
Power.
Amen. And a lot of people have lost their power, all because they have lowered their standard. They have compromised their integrity. Even this afternoon to let them know, do not compromise your integrity.
Amen. Amen. Bertha, your mic is live. Amen. I'm sorry. Bertha, your mic is live. You 313?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, your mic is live. Amen. Amen.
Hey,
Prophet Son, I just need to
interrupt. Hey, Prophet, I'm just enjoying you. Just carry on because you are today. God, the anointing is on you.
Oh, I'm telling you. It's serious. It's serious. It's so serious, my Bertha. It's so serious, Pastor Gail. We got to have a relationship with God. We have to. We don't have time to have religious acts.
That's right.
We don't have time to be falling in the spirit of being judgmental towards people.
That's right.
If you start out on, I'm not going to judge you. Guess what? I'm going to pray for you and pray with you that the Lord will snatch you out of that pit.
Yes, Chief. Yes, Chief.
Amen.
That's a pitfall, and that's a pit that the enemy has allowed us to stumble upon.
That's right.
People don't wake up one morning.
Glory to God.
Amen. Prophet, I'm going to open up some of this. The 864, I'm getting ready to open up your mic. 864. Amen. 864, your mic is on. Amen. Amen. Just let me go right on down the line here. 864-864.
Jesus.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Yes, you're on.
I'm just listening in, enjoying the word.
What's your name?
Anthony.
Praise God. Anthony?
Yes.
Oh, this is Anthony that we prayed and travailed with Friday. Praise God. Did you go to church Sunday, Anthony?
Yes.
Woo, glory be to God. Pastor Gail?
Yeah.
This young man called in Friday. God led him in the call. There were some things going on, and we had to go in warfare. The enemy was trying to take him out. He gave his life to God on this
yes,
radio
Lord.
Show Friday.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
I told Sylvia to make sure he got to church Sunday. And
amen.
He went to church in obedience Sunday. God
yeah.
blessing you, son. God is doing a great work. Stay around the fire. Just stay
amen.
Around the fire, which is the word of God. I am so overjoyed. I am so overjoyed, Anthony, because we will not let the enemy destroy you, not on our watch.
All right.
Be encouraged and continue to walk in faith. Thank you,
amen.
God. Thank you, God.
Amen. Peace. Amen. We have a 586-586. Your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Althea. How are you, Pastor Gail and
hi.
Prophet Bertha?
Hey, Althea, how are you?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm Prophet Sanders. I think he got cut off. I'm not sure.
Praise God. Praise God.
Pastor Anthony, how are you?
I think Prophet Sanders was continuing with prayer. As what we were talking about Friday, how the enemy is shutting the mouth of the people and discouraging them to pray when prayer is our communication with God.
Yes.
And Papa was teaching on Sunday that it is time for the saints to wake up out of this dead spirit of the dead church. Prophesy life to your own self. Live and not die. God is a living God. He is not a God of the dead. We are to rejoice and be glad, have a smile on our face, because we are the peculiar people, the royal priesthood. There's no way we should be walking around here saying like we don't have nothing, because we have more than the world could ever offer. We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the gift of everlasting life, reigning with Jesus in the heavenlies, sitting at the right hand of the Father. So there's nothing that we should be oppressed and depressed and sad about. We're too blessed to be stressed. And when we're in prayer and have a mature, sincere relationship with God, nothing the enemy throws our way cannot touch us, because prayer shields us and protects us and keeps us by the mercy and grace of God from the snares and the weapons of the enemy. And I just thank God for what Prophet Sanders is teaching, because his teaching is coinciding with what Prophet is teaching on Tuesdays and Sundays. And he's teaching us to be a God-fearing church with potential to be a five-star church, so that we can witness effectively to bring the lost souls and call the backsliders back to Christ, because we're in perilous times. And so many are dying that don't know Jesus. And we are assigned as witnesses and disciples of God to lead them in. And I just made a vow with God, God, don't let one soul that you have assigned to me be lost. Lead me to them daily that I can speak your word. If it's nothing but to just drop the seed in and someone else come along and fertilize it. But I don't want no soul lost on my watch. So
amen.
We have to keep our eyes open, our ears open, in tune in the spirit, stay on the wall, stay in our alert, because we are in a time where people are dying, and they're dying without a cause, foolishness, senseless deaths. And we got to stay on our watch as prayer warriors, intercessors, and gappers to be that the light of God, the glory of God, illuminate through us to draw them in out of darkness.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Good. There's no one else, so you can speak. Speak.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to go on to, there is a 864. We're opening your mic, 864.
Hi, this is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sylvia.
I'm enjoying this word, loving what God is doing right now, and I thank him for it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Sylvia, if nothing more, we have another number. We have a 7, Sylvia, I'm leaving your mic open. We have a 747 number. We're opening your mic.
Yeah, praise God. This is Cammie out of California. How you doing?
Hi, Cammie. God bless you.
God bless you all. I know it's Testimony Tuesday, but just wanted to call in. I'm listening in as well, and just wanted to everyone keep me up in prayer, as well as my daughter's just been, you know, been a kind of a struggle lately. Just you know, watching my daughter, you know, just not being the same person she was, and it's, you know, it's been a struggle, and you know, just like the enemy wants to take her out, and you know, she don't listen anymore, and she, you know, don't, you know, want to be obedient, and it's tough to watch, because you know, it's not much I can do. I just have to, you know, want to just keep her up in prayer. And as well as myself, because I'm trying to stay strong.
What's your daughter's name, Cammie?
Kenesha.
Kenesha.
Yes,
Kenesha,
ma'am.
Is walking in a spirit of rebellion right now.
Yes.
Rebellion,
yes,
and confusion. But there's nothing that God can't break.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Sylvia, daughter, Minister Sylvia.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you pray for Kenesha and Cammie? And ask the Lord to break that spirit of rebellion and confusion over that child.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure we will be. Just walk away for a second. And that's Kenesha.
Yes,
Kenesha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. God, we come before you, Lord, lifting up your children, God. Oh, God, lifting up Cammie, oh, God, that you strengthen her right now in this hour, God. Oh, God, that she leans on you, oh, God, that she remembers, God, your promise, oh, God. Oh, Father, we lift up her daughter to you, oh, God. We cancel the plans of the enemy off of her life right now, God, off of Kamisha's life in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every curse, every generational curse, every spirit of rebellion, God, we cut it off at the head, God. No longer, God, should it rule and have authority over her, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over the doorpost of her mind right now, God, over her heart, oh, God. Oh, God, give her a thirst and a hunger for righteousness, Lord. Oh, God, convict her, oh, God, when she's stepping outside of your word for her life, oh, God. We thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord, that your angels, God, are in place around her, oh, God. Placed around Cammie, oh, God. Oh, God, that you'll strengthen Cammie and her inner man, oh, God. Oh, God, that she'll acknowledge you in all things, God, that she'll trust you, oh, God, no matter what it is, oh, God, no matter what it looks like in the natural, oh, God, that she's going to stand firmly on your word, oh, God. Oh, God, that her daughter is coming in, oh, God. Oh, God, because the blood of Jesus is against the plans of the enemy, God. She shall live, God, and declare your name, oh, God. She shall live and proclaim your name, oh, God. She shall be a light, oh, God, unto you, oh, Lord. So right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we call her forth, oh, God, out of darkness into the marvelous light, oh, God. Oh, God, your children, oh, God. Oh, God, that they will serve you, God, with their whole hearts, oh, God. Oh, God, that they'll walk obedient to your word, oh, God. Oh, God, that every ear, oh, God. Oh, God, we close out her ear, God, right now, God, to the voice of the enemy, God. Oh, God, his word shall not be able to penetrate. A traitor, God. Oh, God, a blood still covering over right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that even now, God, you're ordering her steps, oh, God. Oh, God, right now, God, you're pulling down every stronghold, God, every mindset, God, that's not of you, oh, Lord. And, God, when your word comes forth, oh, God, it shall fall on good ground, oh, God. Oh, God, and it shall grow, oh, God, into a seed of righteousness, oh, Lord, a seed of holiness, oh, God, that she'll walk forth, oh God, in all that you have for our life, God. For you said, God, that you know the plans that you have for Kamisha, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, for Cammy, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for the mother in love, oh, God. Oh, God, to strengthen her, oh, Lord, to seek your face, oh, God, to cover her in prayer, oh, God. Oh, God, to go in her room, oh, God, and anoint her room, oh, God. Oh, God, giving her to you, oh, Lord, the Father, the God, the great I am that I am, the healer, oh, God, the deliverer, oh, God. Oh, God, the God that set the captives free, God. We thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say and claim it is well in the Father's kingdom.
Oh, God,
hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Bless you, God.
Jesus.
Bless you, Lord God.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good man.
It is.
It is. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. It is.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
The devil is mad. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The devil is mad, y'all. But we don't
fall.
God be the glory.
Yes.
For the things that he has done.
Amen. Amen. We have a 917. 917.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
917, your mic is hot.
Hey, man, I don't know. We keep losing. You know, the enemy keeps fighting us on every hand.
We keep losing
connection. Amen. You could just continue. I don't know why we keep losing these connections, but we got to go back out.
I don't know if you were still on when Anthony, he's on the line, the young man you led to Christ on Friday that we prayed for and warred for. And he said he went to church Sunday, and he's listening to the show today. That's why the enemy is mad, because he lost a soul that he thought he had.
Yes. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
You know, I was sitting here, I just saw the Lord just wave his healing banner. I don't know if y'all heard me, but I said the Lord, as I was sitting here, and I had my eyes, and the Lord had brought this young lady, it's like a little girl. To me, her hair was long, and it looked like she was in the hospital room. And the Lord said he was going to heal her instantaneously.
Amen.
God was going to get her a speedy recovery. Not even that.
Amen.
The Lord told me that he showed me that it was an older man, looked like he was about 65 or 67, almost up in age. The Lord said he was going to heal every muscle in his body.
Yes.
In other words, he's going to heal his heart. Hallelujah. He's going to heal every muscle in his body, every organ in his body. God going to heal it. God said he's going to leave and not die.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We have a 864. Did we go to that 864? Your mic is open, 864.
This is Anthony.
Okay, I'm sorry, Anthony. Let me just get back because I didn't realize I had gone there. Let me get to this one. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 985. We have a 985. 985, your mic is open. 985. 95, your mic is live.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Margie, I'm a 95, but I didn't press that button, so an angel must have pressed that button for me. How is everyone?
Oh,
well, that's good. I was listening to the show. I was just listening to the prayers from Prophet Daryl, and I was listening to what everyone was saying. And in my heart, I had a response to the light shining in. And it came from the teaching that our pastor did, and I had been studying about the 10 virgins, 5 being wise and 5 being foolish. And the reason it said that, in the summary to me and the simplicity of it is, the 5 that were foolish didn't have enough oil, and the oil represented the Holy Spirit. And I took it when I was teaching in it just to say we have to be continually, like Dr. Daryl said, praying all the time. We can be walking and smiling and praying, but that light must be in us, empowering us to be able to see, to hear, and to know when God wants us to pray about a specific task. And we can't borrow it the time we get an assignment. We have to already be ready. We can't say, I need some of yours, because like the young lady said, we don't have enough for you and us. That means that we equip, and because we get that equipping in our closet. We get that equipping spending time with God for him to fill us and for him to give us that extra measure needed. So when we say, fill me up till I overflow, that is it. The anointing to pray as intercessors, believe as children of God, and then wait for the manifestation. And he's a now God, and he's moving now.
Amen.
When our faith connects with our prayer, and we wait, he will not disappoint us. He will move speedily because he doesn't want to keep us waiting.
Amen.
That's what I love about it. He says, my God, she's sitting there waiting. I'm going to move until I give her her answer. So let me answer her now. And we're never disappointed. So that's like spirit of the Lord wanted me to see, because I didn't have my phone in my hand. My phone was not in my hand. But I do have a testimony of the wait. My husband had to go through some tests, and I'm saying, no, Lord. Yes. I'm just, Lord, so you just make everything for the doctors. She got the report, and there was nothing.
Praise God.
They thought they saw, they didn't see. Because I told the Lord, I said, we don't have time. We have worked for the kingdom. We have worked to do for you. And I must do that work with a living testimony in me. I must be able to say, I prayed, I believed, and I saw. Because that's how God is.
Yeah, you have a lot of duplicates.
Amen. You know.
Amen.
A now God. He's a now God. A not tomorrow God, but he's right now God. What do we need from him now?
Amen. Somebody, there's background. I'm not sure who's talking about the background.
Had a background going on.
Yeah, they have a comment.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be really easy to clear up.
Amen. I'm going to see where we are. I'm going to try and cut a mic off. I know I have Bertha. Amen. On here. Amen. Amen. There it is. Amen. We got it done. Amen. That was going prophet.
As she was speaking, you know what, Pastor Gail? We are supposed to be the light of the world. Like Jesus was. Even as we was talking about in Bible studies yesterday, if we shut out all the lights, and strike a match, that's going to eliminate darkness.
Amen.
And so We are supposed to be the light of the world. If we will strike a light out in the sunlight, it wouldn't mean nothing. Amen. That's why we have to be the bright light of God. We got to continue to allow God to shine in us. What are you saying, Prophet? What are you saying? I'm saying that that's why we have to continually to lubricate our prayer. Our prayer will have to stay lubricated. How can I say it, my prayer will lubricated? Staying in prayer, talking to the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Dedicating in his word.
The Bible says men shall always pray and not to faint.
Amen. Amen. We have
they're praying, but they don't believe in what they're praying. Uh-oh.
That's it right there. They're praying amiss. All right.
We have to believe in what we pray. What did he say? When you pray and believe in what you pray, you shall receive.
That's right. Then
that's
you
almost like what God said in the beginning. The earth was dark and void. He couldn't see nothing out there. It was just a big black space. But what he began to do, he began to speak those things that be not as though they were. So in other words, he spoke the light. And then once he spoke the light, he saw the light manifest.
Amen. Amen. You know, a lot of times, Prophet Sanders, people think that when you say the light of God's glory is shining in darkness, that it's going to be a big light coming down from the sky. But those that are walking in darkness, the light of God in you, the glory of God, they see the reflection of God in you. That's why we are the light. We are the glory carriers because we are carrying the glory of God in us. And when you go in certain places, I know it's happened to you, Prophet, you, Pastor Gales, it's happened to me, anybody that's living holy and walking in obedience to the will of God and the glory is in you, when you walk in certain places or down certain streets, people that are possessed or are thinking evil or contemplating to do evil, they can look at you and see the light, and they'll turn their face away from you. And they won't go any further. But you recognize who's on the inside of you. So some people think you're looking for a light to come down from the sky. You are the light that's walking the streets. Amen.
That light's supposed to constantly be shining in you.
Yeah.
As I said on one testimony, I went to the gas station, and the guy was arguing with the man, and he had a gun. And normally I don't even move. But I went up to that young man, and I said, it's not worth it. And he looked at me. And he says, you know what, ma'am? You're right. Because I moved at the right time of the assignment that God had for me to save this young man so that he wouldn't get shot down in his gas station. But he saw the light.
Yes, Lord.
My Lord.
Those that are possessed with demons and evil spirits, as that maniac was when he saw Jesus. He recognized what was in him.
Yeah,
he crossed over to the other side. He saw the light in him. And he knew, I can be delivered.
Yes.
I desire to. And then when Jesus cast the demons out of him, the demons even knew who Jesus was. They said, let us go into the swine.
Yeah.
Demons recognize the light. And if you don't have the light, they know you don't have it. But they'll whoop you before you whoop them.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Let us just move this 586 has had their button pushed for quite some time. I'm lighting up the mic for 586.
This is still Althea.
Okay, Althea. Amen. Just let us go down a little bit further. I'm learning how to work this thing today.
You're doing a good job, Pastor Gail.
Amen.
Amen. I think that's all that's lit up. Amen. You all can continue on.
Now, you know, I was up praying. I don't know if y'all heard. When I was praying, I was sitting on the ground. I had to stand up because that thing got heavy on me. It's something about when you begin to press into God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I want to go take off running through this house, I'm telling you, and tear up something because that thing got good. When you begin to press into God, God will continue to press into you and move on your behalf.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
He will move a mountain out of your way.
Yes, he will.
But we have to get to that place in God to where come hell and high water, I'm going to trust him.
Okay.
I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe God. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with one of my members from Sons in Indianapolis, and he was talking to me, and his friend was cussing me out through the phone.
Jesus.
Do you know Prophet? Prophet Elijah? When them children was calling him bald head.
Mm-hmm.
And he called that sheep back.
Yes.
Exactly.
I told him, Jakar, you better tell that young man he better shut up before God kill him.
Hmm.
That's right.
God will kill him in his sleep.
Yeah.
You have to be careful fooling with the prophets of God.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
That's right.
God has given us authority and the power to speak those things. See, we don't literally have to necessarily put our hands on people. We got so much power in us, we can just speak a word.
Glory
to God.
We can speak a word that can change somebody's destiny.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
That's all because the power that lies within.
Mm-hmm.
That's the I am that I am God working through me. Working through us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Like I said, we got to know who we are. And who we are.
That's right.
That's why we have to continually to lay out prostrate before the Lord. We have to continue to stay in prayer. When you get up in the morning, prayer should be on your lips.
That's right. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Hello, somebody. That's how we can be able to keep our life. We have to stay in the prayer mode, amen. Because let me tell you something: if we don't pray, ain't no telling what may happen if we don't continue to pray.
That's right.
I told some people in church yesterday, Pastor Sunday, Pastor Gail. I told them, I said the Lord told me Chicago getting ready to be a bloodbath.
Lord,
you should have heard some church folks say the blood of Jesus. I say you just go ahead and just uphold it because the blood of Jesus. Yes.
Have mercy, God.
And the moment that I said that, I said you need to be praying for your children, praying for your children's friends that they will get saved.
Yes, Lord.
My God.
Have mercy.
This is a season for restoration and restoring.
Yes, it is. God is moving.
It's a new sheriff in town.
Yes, it is. Jesus Christ.
His name is Jesus. By way of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
And you know what? on my phone, Pastor Gail.
Yeah.
I got on my phone. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind taking the back seat waiting on God to move. Because what is it? If God before us, then who can be against us?
That's right.
Amen.
Hey, nobody.
What you say now, Bertha?
Jesus.
Amen. So I really and truly thank God for Apostle Michael Shakespeare for allowing me to come in and help him out a little bit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I thank God for Pastor Gail for being, oh, my goodness, Pastor Gail, I love you so much, for being there. Amen. And my birth and still, I thank God for PSM. Man, it just seemed like since I met one person is the cause of me meeting all everybody that I know today.
Amen.
Thank God. Divine connection.
That was spoken. That was prophesied years ago. That I will meet some mighty people, and God has really shown himself to be who he say he is.
Yes, he does. He shows himself mighty.
He's still answering, steady answering prayers. Amen. 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 Anybody need to tell us, got a testimony up on their heart, amen, please press one on your dial. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, amen, that tell them that Prophet Durrell is on the line. Prophet Durrell, my Bertha, Pastor Gail, Sylvia, Athea. Let them know that we're on here. Amen. We're here to pray with you and encourage you. Amen. Come on, call in, believers. Amen. But let me tell you something. Somebody, you holding on to somebody's miracle.
That's right.
You holding on to somebody's freedom, somebody on the edge of a breakout, ready to commit suicide, and you holding on to it. You need to press one on your dial.
Hallelujah.
But, you know, I want to encourage you. I feel you still on. I feel you still on here.
Amen. What is Althea's area?
She's up 568, I believe, Pastor Gail.
586.
Uh-huh.
586. Amen. I'm trying to work this. Amen. 586. Okay, let's see here. Althea, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, there it is. Althea,
yes, let me tell you this. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that the worst is over.
Amen.
And you're getting ready to see greater in this season.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. What you say? Yes, Father. Within the next 7 days, you're going to begin to see the hand of God change your finances.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord told me to tell you that he's getting ready to add to your bank account here.
Amen.
It's getting ready to be some money added to your bank account here. Matter of fact, you need to start looking out for the mail for the next 7 days and check email.
Amen. Yes.
Because God is getting ready to bless you in a big way. He's getting ready to bless you in a mighty way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, my Lord.
Just because you've been faithful.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you've been faithful without complaining and murmuring.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And God
wants
to
say
he's going to bless your seed as well.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Ah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
Amen. I just love the Lord, because the Lord, you know what, the Lord just blows my mind every time. I just thank God for who he allowed me to be. Amen. Nothing without God.
Amen.
I am nothing without God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm telling you, when I just thank God for just being God all by himself. Because I think about if me was God, I'd be dead.
And I know that's right.
Glory to God.
If man was God, my toes, my feet would not be going right if man was God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
I mean, you're saying something.
So that's why I thank God for being God.
Yeah. Every
I thank God for being Jehovah God.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
Him for being Elohim. I thank him for being Yahweh. Glory to God. Jehovah Shalom. Oh, my God. He is a provider. That's why I say people have to earn that name to be called Father.
Father, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, whew, I'm about to run. I'm telling you, when we stay in tune with God, when we begin to just pull on the glory, pull on the anointing of God, and the Lord got so much juice in Him, and so much virtue in Him, we can pull and pull and pull and get so full.
Yes,
but we don't know how to pull on the anointing.
Jesus.
Like what was that Saturday, Pastor Gail?
Yeah.
Pastor Gail then was over at that prayer breakfast. OMG.
Yeah.
The glory of the Lord walked through that place.
Yes, it was.
And I had to come home and lay my burden down.
Amen. Glory to Jesus.
Because God walked through that place. Amen.
Yes,
and I really and truly thank God for using me. Amen. Because my desire is to be all that God will allow me to be.
Amen.
I want to be, whatever God wants me to be, that's what I want to be.
Yes,
and
Lord.
See, people say that, Pastor Gail, my birth and Althea, people say that they won't be all God wants them to be. Then when God starts choosing them for certain positions, they say,
ain't
doing that. But when you just say you want to be where God wants you to be.
Right.
How you going to renege on God?
Can't do it.
No.
You know, Apostle, I was sitting in the church Sunday as Prophet was preaching, and as you say, it's nothing like pulling the glory of God out of the atmosphere, because it's already released. It's just sitting in the atmosphere waiting on you to reach out and grab it.
Jeez.
But as he was witnessing about the apostles of the first church, my prayer and desire is, God, I want the same power but greater that they had. I want people that when I walk down the street to see, they can see my shadow and be healed.
Amen.
I want to be able to go to the hospice pages and speak a word, rise up and walk, and get healed. I want to be as close to God as they were.
that when they prayed, the earth shook.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Let us stop. Yeah. And you and I are the risen of his power and of his suffering. If Peter and Paul and Silas can do it, we can do it.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, you're right.
Amen.
He said, greater works would we do.
Right.
Pray for my later.
Yes, amen.
And you know what, my Bertha? When they prayed and the earth shook, there was nobody but God stomping his feet. Y'all didn't catch that.
Yes,
y'all
would
probably catch that later. That was just God stomping his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Every time the earth
and
prayed,
when they did, souls were added to the church daily. Thousands of
right.
Jesus and followed them with you.
Amen. Glory to God. First, I just hear God saying the things that you have desired. He said, I'm pulling you into it. And even now that you think that I have forgotten the request, he said, even now am I performing them, and you shall see the manifestation. And yes, your shepherd shall go over the people, and they shall be healed, the same as it was with Peter. Because I, the Lord, do it this thing and not man. So don't be surprised when this thing happens. Just continue to walk in his word, continue to believe, and continue to expect. Amen? Because it's not
man,
but it's him that's doing the work. And everything comes in a season and a time. But this is your season for the miracles to follow you. He's no respecter of person, amen.
All right.
He said, the signs and wonders and the miracles are for those that are not saved. It's not for the saved, but it's for those who are the ones of us that they might believe in him. To see time and
God.
Amen. He said, believe. He said, the Lord of hosts. He said, I got this thing. He said, I am the Lord of hosts. And it is my show. And God says, I always give a perfected, not a good show.
God.
He said, but I give a perfected show.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes.
My brother, do you drive?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Do you drive? My Bertha?
Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
Do you drive?
Do I drive?
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to drive, but I will drive. I'm going to learn.
Let me tell you this. When Pastor Gail was ministering to you, I heard the Spirit of God told me to tell you to go to the hardware store and get you a car key.
Jesus.
That has not been cut. And just
oh,
the Lord.
God.
The Lord want to bless
Jesus.
You with a Mercedes.
He calls on the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He want to bless you
Hallelujah.
With this Mercedes.
Jesus.
I don't know if you're going to get the Mercedes and somebody's just going to drive you everywhere you want to go.
You should have
done it. Bless you. Oh, my goodness. I have a machine of work all in my ear. God is going to bless you with your own personal chauffeur.
Amen.
You just go get the car.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God is going to bless you with your own personal chauffeur.
Thank
you,
God.
Because he said you are a queen and you are royalty.
Thank you, God.
And anytime you, I see this individual even getting out the car from the driver's side coming and open your door.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
The Lord is getting ready to bless you, my Bertha, like never before.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes.
And I want to speak life in your family. not pay your family not mail another visit.
Amen. We just about down to 8 minutes left on the show. Anyone has any testimonies, please press that one button.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Pastor Gail, I want to tell you this. The Lord said, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Your servant is listening. Yes, Father. My God. This is going to sound crazy. This is going to sound strange, Pastor Gail.
Okay.
I want you to go to the hardware store. Oh, my God. Matter of fact, I want you to go to Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to get you a brick and write your new address down on it.
Cool, D.
And go get you a key that ain't never been cut. Hallelujah. Set it in your room on your dresser. Watch this. And every time you wake up, say, Lord, I thank you for my new house. And I won't take it back. I see you pulling up in your driveway. Hallelujah. I see the brown and gray bricks.
Thank you, Jesus.
My.
Glory.
Yeah.
I see that. Because you have you have been faithful of a few things.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now watch God begin to make you rule over many.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
And let me tell you this, Pastor, you getting ready to get busy. Oh, my goodness. Some people is getting ready to call you and contact you about some insurance here. God is going to begin to show you favor.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I see you with a $55,000 check.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, God.
Thank
your first check will be $25,000. I see it.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen. Glory to God.
All things brand new.
Hallelujah.
Lord, all things brand new. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Yes. Amen. We have the
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Me, God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And my brother, when you see Angel, you tell Angel that the answer is yes, and God said, go get it.
All right, now. Yes, Lord.
When you
the answer
angel,
is yes, and God said, go get it.
Yes, and God said, go get it.
I see her tonight. I sure will tell her.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The answer is yes.
And amen.
Now go get it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, bro.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Is Sylvia still on? Sylvia? Amen. She's gone. Amen.
She's 864, Pastor Gail.
What is she?
864.
Okay, hold on one moment. Let me get to 864. before we 864. Okay, let me open up her mic. Amen.
Hey, Prophet Daryl. Yes, sir.
Amen. Sylvia? Sylvia, amen.
Yes, ma'am.
You're all. I just want to tell you, the Lord says what he told you a couple of months ago, even though things have looked like they have been distracted and the enemy has, excuse me, the enemy has distorted some things. Second thoughts, and God says the thing is still true, and he's still true to his word, and you shall see it come to pass. But the enemy has used every trick that he has to derail what God first told you.
Yes, ma'am.
He's not a God that he changes his mind. I just want to let you know he said that we change our mind, but he never changes his mind. He knows the thoughts and the process from beginning to end. And he says, I think that he spoke to you because it is still true. It's just the enemy has distorted and distracted and brought doubt. In other words, he's saying, was that me or was that God? God said, rest assured, it was him.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have 2 minutes left. Prophet, how you going to handle these 2 minutes? Amen.
Let me tell you this, Sylvia.
Yes, Prophet.
I just want to tell you that when you get in the shower, you tell God all about it.
Okay.
And let me tell you this. You better start telling on people.
Amen.
Start being a teller, teller.
You said, okay.
Start telling
okay.
on some folks. Because the devil can't hold up this stuff no more. I touch and agree with what Pastor Gail has said. You
Amen.
Start telling on some people and defending people for God.
Okay.
Start
Amen.
Reporting them to God. And watch God
Amen.
Work things out in your favor, sis.
Amen, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And tell your daughter. And tell your daughter that it's already done.
Thank you, Jesus.
God
Amen.
Has already shifted the atmosphere for her.
Amen.
He's going to let the work things
Lord.
Out in her face.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God, I'm under the
boat. Yeah. The other
Ooh,
thing that
Jesus.
I hear, Sylvia, he says,
yes,
weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I want you to know that the night is over.
Thank you, Lord God. Ooh, thank you, Lord.
The night is over.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're in your morning now. A new
Lord
start
God.
And a new day. You are in your morning.
Lord.
I hear the Lord say, you're in your morning.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. It is. It is the will of God that you prosper.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Even as your soul prosper, God wants you whole emotionally. He wants you whole physically. He wants you whole mentally. He wants the whole nine yards of the place full. That he has not left a chip or a crack any place. For you are whole. You are
you,
no more.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Prophet Saunders, Prophet Saunders, it is time for us to get off this show. We are out of time.
Thank you. God bless you all. Love you all.
God bless you.
Love you all.
Love
God bless you all. But God
Amen.
Restore you all.
Amen. God
Thank
bless
you.
Bye-bye.